Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rotten.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Our number three and SOB edition of Primetime. Ryan Buckley filling in for Isaac Rotten alongside Big Sook and Will Ortner on the other side of the glass. We have the NBA draft coming up in a matter of moments. The coverage has officially begun. They've done all their fancy walkouts. There's a lot of sparkles.
Yeah, one dude looks like he's got lights on his...
Yeah, the text line said someone has Christmas lights
Christmas
on his
lights
sleeves.
On?
Now, I'm still firing that up. I've been watching baseball before, but I'm intrigued to see. I do like what some of these fits look like. Remember when Grady Dick came out looking like Dorothy's ruby red slipper?
Yeah, the ruby red slippers. I'm always interested to see...
Bull Bull did a Spider-Man thing that was kind of weird.
The best part is Bull Bull's outfit was cost more than his signing bonus because he fell like into the second round.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bull Bull's like outfit cost like 100-something grand. And one guy, I don't know who it is, but he has... I believe it's either the number zero or like the letter O.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally the size of a dinner
plate. I love it.
I am fascinated by the fits anytime the draft, because you can see the trend, like the double-breasted suit. Or
sure.
For a while there, right, it was the suit with no shirt underneath.
Yeah.
My favorite all-time fit is like the LeBron-era fit where they wore like the Steve Harvey.
Yeah, just like, the ultra-baggy, a lot of beige, a lot of khaki.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of like earth tones.
Yeah.
It was.
I love when...
That was
I love looking back on those draft day fits.
Yeah, they don't... Most of them don't age very well. You know, Travis Hunter was doing that thing where he had, like, straps coming across his suits. Do you remember that? Like,
yeah, remember that. Well, that and the... I mean, I know these guys are all making a bunch of money, but I'm always fascinated by, like, the first thing you do is spend, like, $500,000 on jewelry.
Yeah, I mean, I get that this is, like, your arrival and your moment and all that, but I could think of a lot of things I'd rather do with, like, $75,000 than have some, like, buck ice hanging down here.
$75,000?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what Jacob the Jeweler's costing these days.
That's more. Yeah, it's like you're wearing... We were talking about, because we were watching the Braves and Mets before this,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was Acuna.
Yeah.
Dude, the dude's got, like, the medallion that, like, they wear while playing.
Yeah.
Like, that, you would just
like
think that thing is, like, flopping around, and, like, you don't tuck it under the shirt. The commitment to jewelry while playing sports is next level. I mean, you are committed to the bit, 100%.
Well, we talked about this a little bit, too, earlier. Like, baseball right now, it's the jewelry, but it's also all the accessories. The stuff that these guys have strapped onto themselves now between pads and mitts and sleeves and bands, it's just a lot.
By the way, Cooper Flagg, the most boring white guy fit of all time. They showed like Ace Bailey.
He basically went
Dylan
like
Harper was nice. He was going with like a black on black sort
uh-huh.
of. like a little Johnny Cash in his blood. And then they showed Cooper Flagg, and Cooper Flagg looks like he's going to like intern at like a financial firm.
Yeah, it basically looks like he's, I don't know, like a groomsman in a boring wedding. It's just it's like black, white shirt, black tie.
Well, he's got the little kid haircut, and so why not just go with the little kid my first suit?
That's the other thing, is so many of these guys are going to end up looking different than the night that they were drafted. Like, I remember, like, we talked earlier, too, about Kevin Love and when he was drafted and, like, what he looked like. He had that little, like, that pencil jawline beard, and he was kind of pudgy, and like he's like a totally different dude now. James Harden grows his beard, and that becomes his thing.
That is true. Like the neck beard is always one of those, like, it's your first facial you can ever grow. Well, you look back on your wedding photo.
Yeah,
that's probably like one for me. Like, I look back at my wedding photo, I'm like, ah, my God.
Yeah, I tried to. I mean, I got married, I wouldn't say a little later, but in my 30s, and so I wasn't trying to be especially stylish. I'm like, I just want this to look classic when I look back on it. But even when you try that, you look like my parents thought the same thing, and you look at their haircuts and my dad's mustache and stuff, and you're like, oh, that was a time.
Fashion is cyclical, and the one thing that sports certainly has become with like the walkways, like the going into the arenas.
Yeah, the walk-ins, yeah.
Yeah, it's become a fashion show, man.
Big time.
You got to go out, you got to flex on fools, you got to stunt on them.
That's why everyone thinks so highly of Kyle Kuzma now, fashion maven.
Meanwhile, speaking of fashion maven, Adam Silver is just, he
looks like a reaper.
There is some, like, it really is. Like, if you were like a little kid, and you know, like you just like, you were home alone, and they tell you like, don't answer the door. And, you know, and like you, like it's your first time home, and you like, you did like, whatever, I'm opening the door. And like Adam Silver was there looking at you. That would be the scariest. Like, I would rather see Brock Lesnar at the door than Adam Silver just like staring down at
him. Yeah. His kind of gaunt face. Yes. And like, especially if you threw like an old school kind of cop's fedora, like a detective's fedora on him.
Yes.
He suddenly looks a lot like the evil dude from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Who's chasing Charlie around. Yes. And all that. Like,
I just feel like one day when whatever God you believe in eventually is sent down to punish me, like he sends a messenger of death, it will be Adam Silver. That's what I pictured death showing up at my doorstep being like, Mr. Sakanik, it's time to come with me. He's just from like an evil, he's like an evil lord that's coming to drag me to the depths of hell. That's Adam Silver.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Cooper Flagg haircut now, and it was funny. I did feel like there was a point during the season where when it started out, he had the, like, when it got all sweaty, he looked like a little kid running around out there with that haircut. And then it got a little bit better at some point, but now it does look like he's just kind of doing like the Shane Gillis flop in the front and doesn't really, not a lot of thought to it.
I assume that he would spruce it up a little bit, but he's pulling
he's got a stylist, it doesn't look like
he's pulling like a Peyton Manning. He's like, hey, this haircut's been working with me, it's been working for me since I was like in the sixth grade. No reason to change it now. I'm going with it. I want to see if like Cooper Flagg like gets a bunch of tats and like, you know, like just shaves a mohawk. Just go full Cherokee Parks at Duke.
Yeah, do a little Birdman action.
Well, you see it like Anthony Simons. Remember when Anthony Simons came into the league and he was all like wholesome, and then like he came back one summer and he's got like three. Like, it's like his whole body's like covered in tattoos.
Well, even Dame, like Dame had tattoos, but Dame got progressively inked in his time here. He went with like the throat heart that he got there,
man.
And everything.
You come back from the off season, you gotta spice it up a little bit. Cooper Flagg, get some jewelry, get a little neck tat on there. Let's go. Get a big tattoo of the state of Maine on your neck.
Yeah. I think, and so I believe that the basketball talent in his family is from his mom's side, right? Isn't it? Wasn't it that his mom was a college basketball player, D1?
That I don't know. I know he's got,
I think his
brother is playing for the University of Maine.
Yeah, Ace.
Yeah.
Which, who might not be the Ace, might be more of a Deuce.
Yeah.
We don't know. But I did hear the motto and advice that Mama Flagg always gave Cooper as a youth, and that is, if you're the best in the gym, it's time to find a new gym.
Now we have to give Mama
always
credit for that.
Always keeping Coop motivated.
I do love, like, why is Dallas on the clock? Like, they're showing, like, the war room. Like, I'm pretty sure we know where this is going. Come on!
I mean,
get the pick in!
I heard someone talking about this earlier today. Like, we've waited all this time. We know all these guys. Why do we even do this part of it? And I guess it's just if somebody gets desperate in these last 3 minutes, like, actually, we'll give you, I don't know, our entire franchise and also take Nico Harrison off your hands. I don't know. Could they trade away Nico? I guess he'd have to engineer that trade.
He would have to engineer. He wants out. But yeah, we're just sitting there and it's just awkward for like the last like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You're sitting there and it's like they're doing like the ESPN like team needs. Like, dude, what are we doing? We know. We know what the team need is. It's Cooper Flagg.
Well, Dallas being, you know, the unlikely lottery winner, yeah, and as far down as they were, obviously they lost Doncic. Then Davis got hurt, and then Kyrie got hurt. And so they're up a creek a little bit for sure. But also, Kyrie just went and signed a 3-year extension with them. And, yeah, and Anthony Davis, assuming he's healthy, is going to be there. So
yeah, and he got Lively. Look,
they could be competitive soon, yes, with Flagg, as opposed to like, oh, this is a team that's so far behind, it's going to take years to get there.
And I know Luka's gone, but it was a team 2 years ago that was in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, and they've got a lot of those pieces left. Still.
Hey, look, if Cooper Flagg is as advertised, and he doesn't have to. The cool thing about Cooper Flagg is normally when you're the number one pick, you have to carry everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like Wemby in San Antonio, yep, or whoever comes in, like you have to carry.
It's your team now.
It's your team. Cooper Flagg won't be.
No, and in fact, he'll be the third banana.
He will be the third banana. You will have, when everyone's healthy, you will have a borderline top 75 player of all time in Kyrie Irving, NBA champion. You'll have Anthony Davis again. Same sort of like pedigree. I mean, I should probably considered better.
Sure.
You know, an all defensive type player, and again, an NBA champion when healthy, and then you just get to slide in. You couldn't ask probably for a better, just other than it's a garbage franchise now with the ownership, but you couldn't ask for probably a better situation for Cooper Flagg to slide in. I also heard someone make this point too. When the number one pick, it's just there's so much pressure upon, especially if you go to a crappy franchise, mm-hmm, right, to turn it around. Cooper Flagg coming out of high school, and by the way, he graduated a year early. He was 17 years old when he went to Duke.
Yeah.
He should have been a high school senior.
Yep.
That dude was the face of college basketball, the face of Duke basketball, mm-hmm, the biggest basketball program in modern history, you know, since UCLA in the 70s. And he had all the pressure, and he lived up to it and then some. Yep. I know they didn't win a national title, but National Player of the Year.
But nobody was sitting there halfway through the season being like, no, I don't know what this was all about.
So you can make the argument that Cooper Flagg faced more pressure as a 17, 18-year-old kid at Duke than he will as a NBA rookie with that team in Dallas or around him. So by all accounts, dude, the kid's ready for this. And if he hits the ground running when Kyrie comes back, you know, there may be, you know, there may be something to this. Dallas may come out smelling like a rose out of this Luka thing.
Yeah, I'm not willing to go quite that far yet, but it's entirely possible still that Luka ends up not being what everyone thinks he's going to be. And so that'll ultimately be how Nico ends up getting judged. And frankly, I don't know that he's going to ever end up getting the time he needs to really see this thing through. And sounds like ownership is already upset that they weren't made aware of how severe the backlash was going to be. I just
want like Cooper Flagg to hit the ground running, then like make a great run and then fire Nico anyways. He's like, yes, I'm in. And they're like, yeah, you're
what's to say that's out of the question? I mean, that's possible.
I guess, but like they pissed off Dirk and they pissed off their fans, and
yeah, because it goes beyond the basketball, yeah, stuff. Like they were letting go of like trainers that people were really, yeah, fond of and had been there a long time, and well, yeah, torchbearers from
this goes
past championship
this goes
teams.
A long way. It's a big deal for Dallas.
Yeah, now. Ooh, that's our sounder.
First pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg.
No way,
from Duke University.
And there it is, the number one overall pick of the 2025 draft. As expected, Cooper Flagg. We think that Dylan Harper is going to be the next one off the board to San Antonio
at number
two.
That seems to be the absolute general consensus is Flagg one, Harper two, and then throw a dart.
And then it gets interesting. And I personally hope for this for every draft, because the NBA draft, unlike the NFL draft, doesn't excite me nearly as much, because most of these guys we haven't really seen them play very much. If we have, it's been more often in 1 year, or it's been somewhere overseas. And so I want the chaos. Give me all the trades, yeah, and I want to see the things tonight prove that certain franchises are trying to do certain things.
Well, the Brooklyn Nets have, what, 6 GD picks?
6 picks, right, in the first round.
It's never done before.
Yeah, the Nets have the 8th pick, the 19th pick, the 26th, 27th, well, They have more than that, too. Hold on.
How many spots can you have on one team? I'm assuming Brooklyn's going to make some deals.
You'd think.
He's going to have an entire roster made up of rookies?
Maybe. Hard to know.
I would think that's not going to be the case.
All right. Well, while we wait on pick number two, we will take a brief break because then we're interested in what happens from three on.
That's what impacts the Blazers.
That's what impacts the Blazers, and that's when the dominoes start to fall. So we will continue to track the 2025 NBA draft coming up on this SOB edition of Primetime 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Primetime. We're learning everything we needed to know about Cooper Flagg since we didn't get enough of that all college basketball season.
And we're getting awkward shots of the Mavericks war room clapping.
Yeah, that's always, especially for number one, when they, the back slapping and the hugs and the fist bumps as if you didn't know you were going to be doing this all along.
Just awkwardly clapping.
I did learn that Flagg is the second youngest number one overall pick ever behind only LeBron, who's younger.
Yeah. So. And he's going to be number 32, apparently, because they unveiled the Cooper Flagg jersey, which will sell a gajillion of them in Dallas tomorrow.
Yeah. And in fact, I saw fans going into the building for this event that were already wearing them because you can, go buy custom and stuff like that.
They already knew the number. I didn't know what.
And I don't know.
Because he was two at Duke, but when they unveiled the jersey.
Yeah, now. We got another.
Here we go.
With the second pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the San Antonio Spurs select Dylan Harper from Rutgers University.
Now, that's interesting, not because we didn't expect that to happen there, but just because going into the season, we knew that Harper and Ace Bailey were both a big deal, but it was Bailey who some people are even rumbling could be as good, better, maybe more upside than even Flagg. And now Bailey's the one who has some of these red flag issues, not working out for teams, doesn't want to go to other teams. People don't know if he even cares about sliding in the draft, and it's Dylan Harper, who's become a big beneficiary of Bailey's slide, but he's always been a top guy.
Yes, so this was all the no-brainer. And by the way, they were teammates at Rutgers.
Yes,
everyone, this was the no-brainer of no-brainers. Flagg one, Harper two, both saying immediate impact players, and then, the Ace Bailey thing. apparently he's just a jackass that no one likes.
So, yeah, Ace Bailey's thing, there have been a lot of scouting reports that have come out about him as kind of being the poster child for the AAU era style talent, where he has been unbelievable from a very young age. And so he's been on all these traveling teams and all these showcase teams that basically really is a lot more about just showcasing individual skill and being seen and building your kind of brand and notoriety up more than it is, hey, let's grind 30 games together and then like win this league this summer or whatever. So he got to Rutgers and people said he is every bit the basketball player as advertised. He's smooth. His handles are good. His shot's good. He can score kind of like at will, getting his own shot. But they're saying there's times that he just falls asleep on defense, doesn't seem like he knows what's going on the floor, and that he just kind of checks out. And so all the measurables, all the tangibles, but then you add to that that he's essentially refused to work out for any team that wanted him, kind of doing the like, I'm the top quarterback, so I'm not going to throw at the combine thing, even though it seems like the teams that wanted to work him out really wanted to know what they had in him, and he refused to do them. And now, a day before the draft, his agent has come out and said, oh, by the way, we will do everything we can to make sure we do not go to Charlotte at 4 and do not go to Utah at 5. Okay, so you don't want to be two of the top 5 spots.
Well, they were saying, like, if he falls from 3 or 4 where they had him down to, like, I guess they're saying they're very comfortable he'll be in the top 10.
Yeah.
Right? So, but they're saying that could be like a $10 to $15 million difference in your rookie contract. Yeah. But I,
and apparently that doesn't matter to them, or they've said they're not worried about that aspect of it. And
I don't know. If you're San Antonio and you just drafted
Dylan Harper.
I mean, if you're San Antonio and that Dylan roster is as advertised and is a rookie of the year type player, their last three picks, Victor Wembanyama, rookie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Stephon Castle. Yeah. Rookie of the year. Throw Dylan Harper in the mix that people are saying is a rookie of the year type guy. And you throw in like De'Aaron Fox. And San Antonio, by the way, has the 14th overall pick too. So you find another contributor there at 14 and Wembanyama ends up with the blood clot issue fine and all that. This is how teams like Oklahoma City get built is you just, you know, you hit on two or three guys in a row, and then you make a nice trade here or there, again, pulling in a Fox, and you build some depth, and next thing you know, like that's a hell of a core. Wemby, Castle, Harper, Fox, and whatever else you build around it, that's, if you're San Antonio, I think you're licking your chops saying, you know, Oklahoma City went from a non-playoff team to a playoff team getting bounced in, what, the first or second round to winning an NBA title, and I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but if you're San Antonio, I think you are extremely excited about the next.
You have to
not 5 years. I think you're excited about the next 3 years.
Well, there's something going on with San Antonio right now that to me feels a little bit akin to when an NFL team is able to build their core around a rookie quarterback deal kind of a thing, where they have these guys. I mean, yes, they're these top picks that they owe money to, but none of them are in any of this like super max range yet, where if those guys are good enough to contribute and be core players now, you can still afford to go out and get the vets that help push that along even further.
Because are seeing with this new CBA, and I love how some owners are bitching about it when they're the ones that put this in place.
Yeah, the Nuggets owner came out and said, well, if things go wrong for us, we might have to trade Jokic. What?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Why would you even say that?
You're such a dumb. And by the way, like, again, the owners are the ones that put this in place to make this punitive. We saw the Boston Celtics go from winning a championship to like, oh my God, this team's going to win multiple titles of the best team, to one injury, and they just gutted their team.
And they're still trying to gut more.
Yes. Apparently, they're
saying. Jaylen Brown is available.
Jaylen Brown, Derek
White's available.
Said it would take a hell of an offer, but they got rid of 3/5 of their starting lineup. One was an injury. Mm-hmm. So when Tatum got hurt, they looked at it and said, we can't win an NBA title. We got to go. And they shed almost $200 million in payroll. Over $200 million in tax savings. They're like, dude, they were on the hook next year, had they kept that core together, for $500 million in salary and tax.
Yep.
And they were like, yeah, without Jason Tatum, we're not doing that. And so they just said, hey, we're going to take a step back and we're kind of retool. You are seeing the CBA as constructed.
Working.
You're seeing this is what they wanted, whether you think it's good or not. This is what this new CBA was meant to do.
It's forcing movement if you can't make it work with what you've put together.
And so maybe you mentioned with the NFL, if you can hit on young players that have yet to be expensive, and you're going to have to make decisions. Oklahoma City will face this. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe guys like Caruso, or when some of the younger players, the role players start to come up, like Wallace, you have to make decisions. Hey, you can't pay everyone and you're going to have to get younger. But when you have that young core together, this may be, it used to be vets won in the NBA, mm-hmm. and maybe you're going to start seeing where young teams, before it gets really expensive, those are the teams that really have an opportunity to strike.
Yeah, and by the way, have you seen, this is an aside that only pertains to the Spurs, have you seen what Wemby's doing this summer?
Yeah, he's doing like a Bruce Lee monk sort of
thing. Yeah, he's like a Shaolin monk. I just keep seeing like photos of Wemby coming across my timeline in big baggy pants with a shaved head. Occasionally he's out there hooping. Sometimes he's just hanging out with the monks.
Yeah, he's not the Shaolin monks.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's out there doing kung fu, but yeah, he went out there and he like lived like
one. Do they help with blood clots?
I don't know. He seems like an interesting guy. Like, he's all into yoga and like holistic stuff anyways.
If people were asking like what his like nighttime routine is, he's like, I read 20 minutes before bed and it's lights out at 9 o'clock.
Look, he is either the most interesting or the most boring human. You know, Kareem was like this though.
Yeah.
Similar
sort of thing.
With the third pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select VJ Edgecombe from Bimini, Bahamas and Baylor University.
I didn't know that he was a Bahamian.
I didn't know that, but this was, like I said, this was kind of all the mocks I saw today. Uh-huh. And I just do a group think. I'm not.
And the odd said same thing. He was like minus 300 to go.
I'm not digging through VJ Edgecombe, you know, the draft, but like everyone said that this draft was 1-2-3. Mm-hmm. And then this is where 4 to Blazers, 4 to 11 or 4 to 12, basically. One pick after the Blazers. They're basically saying that this is anyone's guess.
There's a whole series of dominoes that could fall any which way that create a different picture for what Portland has to work with.
And this is where you see trades come in. Again, Brooklyn sitting there with 6 first-round picks. You know, who's the first team to say, I don't give a blank? Ace Bailey is arguably the second most talented player in the draft.
Does someone want to come get him in the 4 or 5 spot?
You know, does someone move up for it? You know, who falls at this point? This is where the draft gets interesting.
And I want to see what happens specifically with that number 4 overall pick, because that's the one that's probably most unknown at this point in time. So despite being a little bit early, or maybe even right on time, let's go ahead, take a little bit of a break right now, and then we'll come back for the remaining of the top 5 picks, which should get very intriguing. So you're listening to a SOB edition. I was going to say a best of primetime. No, that was yesterday. A best of edition was yesterday, an SOB edition of primetime today, right here on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back in. We're doing the NBA draft, the Charlotte Hornets on the clock. More importantly, the star of the NBA draft so far is Dylan Harper's mom. Every year, we get the hot mom alert, and no shocker
just
here.
Just 2 picks in.
2 picks in, and no shocker here, but, you know, his dad is Ron Harper.
I was going to bring that up. I assume most people knew it, but yeah, Dylan Harper is the son of former NBA career point guard Ron Harper.
And when you're Ron Harper and you've made a bunch of money in the NBA and you have a bunch of NBA titles, I would expect nothing more than the smoke show wife. And I had never seen Ron Harper's wife. I've never seen Dylan Harper's mom until just now. And upon further review and doing a Instagram search, the star of the moms of the NBA draft so far, Dylan Harper's mom.
I thought Mama Flag looked very nice as well.
Look, no offense, Mama Flag, but just step aside. I understand that Cooper Flag is the better prospect, but as far as mom prospects, it's not even close. Dylan Harper's mom that's LeBron James.
Oh.
And that's a whole other. I don't think anyone's beaten what Mama Harper's got going on.
Sneaky short, too, by the way. Yeah. And I know that he's tall and an NBA player, but it looked like a sibling, like a young sibling.
Yeah,
small.
And she's got an Asian thing happening for her. I think I don't know where.
Well, that's why she's your LeBron.
Well, just look, I'm not sure where she's from, but she definitely has the Asian persuasion, and it's just, dude, it's up and it's good. She's bringing some heat, so. Kudos to you, Dylan Harper, for one, being the number 2 pick and for having a hot mom.
That would be Maria.
Yeah, now.
Maria Harper.
Yeah.
With the 4th pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Charlotte Hornets select Con Knipple.
Hey, your boy.
University.
Now, this is a meteoric rise, because you and I were having some discussions about this a little bit earlier and the possibilities at number four. And when the Blazers first landed at number 11, we were talking about how he could be right in that 10, 11, 12 range. And somehow, I mean, you're going to have to become a Hornets fan at this rate. Think about this. You could be fans of both LaMelo Ball and Con Knipple simultaneously. Maybe get you one of those cool split jerseys, you know, that does both.
Danny, who watches 1,000 times more NBA than I do, loves Con Knipple. And he knows of my hatred for Con Knipple. I was just like, God.
Can you explain that hatred? Why is it that, what irks you about him?
Well, first off, just looking at him, he bothers me. And we do this.
he's got Duke face.
He's got Duke face, but he's not undersized, but he's like, what, like 6'6", and he's kind of chubby for a wing, and he's not very athletic. He had like the worst finish rate of in college basketball at the rim. Like, he cannot finish at the rim. They say he's a good defender, but every time I watch Duke, he was getting cooked by someone.
6'7", they say.
But he does. He's a great shooter. Like, he stands out and shoots. And last time I checked, I don't like betting on what I consider unathletic white, somewhat undersized wings. No, that seem to have a lot of baby fat on them. I can't do it. That just seems like the sort of guy that's going to go to Portland and just end up being terrible.
But,
and it's probably a completely irrational take, but I just can't handle Con Knipple on the Blazers. And I don't have to worry about it, because apparently he's number four overall. And Danny's like, are you prepared for Knipple to just be an absolute baller? And I said, if I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to raise my hand that it's an irrational take. I want nothing to do with Con Knipple. And he's going to Charlotte, so I guarantee you that we won't see one inch of that guy for the rest of his career because he's in Charlotte.
What you don't realize, though, is that he's really smart.
That's my thing. Like,
do you think LeVar Ball becomes a father figure for him?
Might
as well.
They always say that. They're like, well, he's not athletic, but he's a smart, headsy player. Stop it.
High IQ guy?
Stop with the weird white guy like comps. Oh, he's a tough kid and he slaps the floor.
I've got some scouting reports for you. This from The Ringer. It says, Knipple is a high feel player. Defenses pick him up beyond the arc because of his shooting ability. The vast majority of the time, he forces his defender to chase him over screens. Once inside the secondary level of the floor, he repeatedly shown a sense for how the defense is tilting to take away his primary passing options, which, if we're being honest, are among the best in college basketball. Very few teams were equipped with teammates like he had. And then it says that Knipple's margin for error on the defensive end will be slimmer. Despite having a respectable size at 6'7" and a lower body like a Humvee, okay.
That's code
for... talking about his butt?
Is he the big dumper of basketball?
Code for he's got a fat ass and he doesn't move his feet very well.
Yeah. But it says his ability to navigate off-ball actions or contain ball handlers on an island in the NBA is a real question mark.
Again, not very athletic. Basically saying can't play defense in the NBA.
Not on an island.
No.
Which is a lot of the game.
Have fun in Charlotte. Go just yeet. I'm glad. I wanted. That was my number one thing.
Not a Blazer.
He's Charlotte's problem now. Let him have at it, Con. Con Knipple, and the fact that you're going to the place where NBA careers go to die.
I was just going to ask, is there a world, does a world exist where Charlotte just becomes a good basketball team and they're a contender in the Eastern Conference? Is that ever in there?
The Wizards and the Hornets, you go there to just die.
Yeah. It does feel that way.
Yeah. CJ McCollum will be a Charlotte Hornet in like 2 years. He'll be... Get moved. He's now a wizard, and he's good. From New Orleans to the Wizard. And by the way, New Orleans is the same thing.
That's not great either. They don't even like basketball down there.
You're just going to have fun. Just get.
I mean, somebody asked.
I can't live in a world. I look at that kid, and I'm like, really?
Somebody asked us.
That's the fourth best player in the NBA draft?
On the text line yesterday, after the Pelicans trade sending. So let's see. It was CJ and Kelly Olynyk going to Washington, and then it was Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey going back down to New Orleans. And the texter asked, what would you rather do, get traded to Washington and play there, or B, just retire? I mean,
look, that's the one thing I don't fault Ace Bailey for being like, yeah, I don't want to go to Charlotte.
But, I mean, do you want to go to Washington? Because they have the sixth pick.
No. Maybe. Utah.
And honestly, I think he might. Because now that they've moved Jordan Poole out and CJ's there, that is just a wide open runway for someone to come in and chuck 30 shots a night. And that might be what Ace Bailey wants.
Let's get meaningless points.
Yep.
Meaningless points in an NBA game.
How else are you
going to
get a new shoe deal on a bad team? Come on.
Well, the Jazz are on the clock now. So there you go. We'll see what happens with, and the pick is, the pick's coming in, so we'll get the Jazz pick.
Text line also sharing with us that Maria, Dylan Harper's mother, is Latina, not Asian, and that she and Ron no longer together.
Well, of course. He's Ron Harper, for God's sakes. And I thought it said that she was like Vietnamese. So she's a Latina?
I thought that she looked like she would, that at least mixed.
Hmm. Interesting. I'll have to do a deeper dive in this. Look, I know my Asians. That didn't look like a Latina to me, but I could be wrong.
Or maybe a little both.
Much like my hot Con Knipple take, I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Yeah, the Con Knipple thing is fascinating to me because I get that he's got something that people want, but at the same time, even watching him at Duke, he clearly a big time step below where like a player like Flagg was, and you even mentioned earlier today, it's like. See, like an Austin Reeves or a Dalton Knecht, and like those guys are fine. Like they're nice players, but fourth overall, franchise defining, I don't know. We'll see.
He's going to a place where he certainly should be able to get up some shots.
Well, let's hang around here for a little bit because I think we are going to get the number five pick. They're showing Ace Bailey on the TV right now. I don't think it's going to be Ace Bailey because he said to Utah, don't you dare draft me.
Well, that's why I think it'd be kind of fun. I'm rooting for Ace Bailey to get drafted.
And then you see if there's a trade or if you see just if he pitches a fit.
I mean, you could see it like the NBA is weird because like if there is a trade, they still will make him go up there and put on the Utah hat.
Another new report in. They're saying
Yeah, now.
We'll wait.
Pick in the 2025 NBA draft. The Utah Jazz select Arius Ace Bailey.
Wow. Okay. University. So Ace Bailey is the selection. His camp said yesterday, we don't want Charlotte and we don't want Utah. So that means one of two things. They said, to hell with you, Ace. We think you're really good and we're taking you anyways. Or that's fine, but we think you're valuable enough. We're going to flip you to somebody else later.
It's possible. So I keep scrolling. I'm assuming that if something happens, Shams will have it.
I would imagine so.
There'll be a swap, but to be fair to him, he's certainly putting on a good face. You know, he's not doing the Eli Manning bitter beer face. He's hugging everybody, and
yeah, I mean, he popped up like he was happy to get selected there. So yeah. Regardless of what his camp is saying, it looks like a big moment for him and his family. And
could be a little bit awkward when he's, you know, he has to go up and like meet the Jazz brass.
I'm as excited to see just what happens with him as anybody, not because I like want him to be a good player or whatever, but just because it seems like he has maybe the widest range of outcomes where he could be freaking awesome or he could be a space cadet bust. And it could be anywhere in between.
Yeah. Well, people are calling him the Shedeur Sanders, but Sanders fell to the fifth round. Ace Bailey was so good that he fell to the fifth overall.
I was yesterday listening to a draft preview, and somebody, because they're all trying to do comps, and they're like, we know that's not fair to all these guys, but almost everybody wants a comp. And somebody said the best I could really do for him would be like not even a poor man's, but like a homeless man's Kevin Durant. They said just because of like the length, the shooting ability, the ability to get his own shot whenever he wants and totally take over a game. But there are spaces where he's a little bit aloof. He kind of checks out. Sometimes he isn't always doing the team thing. He's doing the me thing.
Doesn't
and
that just sound like almost every NBA prospect now?
Yeah, it does.
It's like, kids. The amount of times I hear from an NBA draft prospect, like a top five pick, extremely talented, but kind of an idiot that doesn't play real hard. Like in the NFL, that's like an absolute killer. In the NBA, it's like, he's going to fall like a spot or two. There's just not many players in the NBA draft that are considered like elite.
Well, while we're interested in what happens at 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 before the Blazers, we're getting multiple reports now about Maria Harper, or formerly Harper. They're now saying that Dylan is the fifth or the fourth Filipino player in the league. So she may be part Latina, but she's also at least part Filipino.
That
checks out.
I spotted that.
Yeah, I
know what's up.
All right, we're going to keep things moving here so that we can get to the next pick. You are listening to an SOB edition of Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, the text line pointing out the Washington we referred to in the Ducks Mods PDX report is the is Jet Washington, the nephew of Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, he's a safety.
Need your mic on there. You know.
Yeah, he's a safety. He's not.
So there won't be a connection between Beaver and Washington.
Beaver to Washington unless it's
But Washington already committed to Oregon. Yes.
Washington and Beaver.
And then I love when our text line gives us little historical and worldly nuggets. This saying that, and I don't know that you can make this direct comparison, but it says the Filipinos are the Hispanics of Asia as a former Spanish colony. So both camps are sort of right on this one. You know what? That's fair.
There was a book written about it several years ago. Well, there you go. Either way.
So if the Spanish, then that would make sense. You could get a name like Maria for Filipino. And
Bottom line is this. When you're a pro athlete, you end up with a hot wife. You ever, like, is there an NBA player that doesn't have a hot wife? I mean, I think that kind of comes along with the territory, right?
Yeah, generally.
Yeah, I mean, there's very few times that you see, like, an NBA champion, and then you see the wife, and you're like,
Does one sport have disproportionately more ugly wives than any other? Like, you know, football or hockey or baseball or...
Well, hockey players do well.
I mean, yeah, they do. Most pro athletes do just fine.
I don't know. I think it's just, it's a universal. If you're, most of the time, if you're a pro athlete, one, you're probably a halfway decent looking fella. And even if you're not, you're a pro athlete and you got a lot of money. That usually lends itself to hot. Occasionally you do get the high school sweetheart that you're kind of like, she's been with him from the beginning. But even then you get the glow up. That's like the Patrick Mahomes, like the Brittany Mahomes glow up, or maybe the Kurt Warner glow up. You know, all of a sudden you got a little money. I think about it like when you first see someone on American Idol
and then you see him
at the end of the show.
2025 NBA draft, the Washington Wizards select Trey Johnson from the University of Texas.
Good scoring guard in Trey Johnson, and
supposedly like the best shooter in the draft. Hearing,
yeah, I think that seems to mostly be the book on him. And as we've discussed previously, we don't need to talk much about it because they're a dead end franchise, and it's not going to amount to anything.
No, if that's, I know no one wants to go to Utah, but I'd rather go to Utah than I would go to Washington and or Charlotte. So good luck, Trey Johnson, playing alongside whatever the hell is in Washington.
Listen,
I guess CJ McCollum.
Danny Ainge is still in Utah, and that man is an architect. We know this. And so that is clearly the better spot to be if you had to decide between the two. I also love internet / Twitter / X during this time because we get all sorts of fun little nuggets. I saw one that Dylan Harper's rookie contract is going to be worth $56 million, mm-hmm. while his father's rookie contract was worth $35 million. And then Jeff Schwartz, the football O-lineman, the former Duck, saying, I find it staggering that two of the top five picks were from Rutgers, who won a combined total of 8 conference games. It's really amazing.
That is kind of strange, because you would think in basketball, too, oh, my God, this, Cam Johnson's wearing, like, culottes.
Oh, nice. Oh, Trey Johnson, yeah.
Trey Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
He's wearing capris.
There was an NBA Finals. I want to say it was like around 2016 where LeBron was kind of doing the Angus Young look almost, tailored boy shorts kind of, with schoolboy shorts with the blazer, and he was wearing a briefcase. And
yeah, but this, he's wearing...
These are bigger and baggier than
that. Bigger and baggier. It looks like he's wearing like cutoffs. And then but it's a suit. And then he's also wearing like white athletic socks, like pulled up.
I wonder if it's a sponsor.
It's a
bad look.
It's not a good look.
It's really bad.
I'll tell you right now, if we can conclude that Dylan Harper's mom, hottest mom at the draft so far, I'm open to the idea that someone could come in. I think we can all admit at this point that Trey Johnson, most regrettable fashion choice. When you look back on it,
it's not going to age well.
Someone's going to be like, Trey, you look like a dumbass.
It looks like he's in like poor fitting prep school stuff.
It's a that is a good look. Like he's in a Japanese boarding school,
and they like ran out of his size.
Yeah, and they're pulling up the pull up socks. It's a rough look.
It's but rough.
Now we're getting down to like some
stuff that affects the Blazers.
We're getting
now.
Down to some interesting things now because we're not that far away from your Portland Trail Blazers making a selection. So I think maybe we're getting to the point where if you get some surprises, because Portland's been linked to maybe 2-3 guys. Does anyone here kind of jump up and you end up kind of sniped, or all 2 or 3 of those guys that Portland has been linked to available at pick number 11?
Well, and that's just it, is like when it comes to best available, and in the NBA, it's tough because it feels like so many guys, I don't want to say it's all positionless. There are bigs and there are guys who aren't, but there's so many transferable skills really from spots 1 through 4 now that a lot of guys, you want guys who can do a little bit of everything. But so determining who the best available is, and then also whether that person is marginally better enough for someone else to justify going and making a move, there almost always is somebody, but the price has to be right. And so I'll be interested to see, because now you're also in a spot where you're getting franchises who should have, frankly, been picking up a little bit higher and really need something, picking now. And so they may be wary of moving off these picks because they were already expecting higher in the first place.
Yeah. Well, and it to give you an idea, Portland so far has, like, in almost every mock, and you're just going off of groupthink and, you know, sources, but Portland has been linked heavily to either Carter Bryant, the wing player out of Arizona, or the Kasparis Jakaciunas, the point guard maybe / combo guard out of Illinois. So that's in almost every mock, those are the two that you see. And then maybe on an outside chance of if they're not available, there was some Igor Demon stuff. Mm-hmm. Again, another big point guard out of BYU. But those are kind of the three players that you've heard a lot of buzz about. And so now is New Orleans on the clock at number 7.
Building around Zion and Jordan Poole.
I think now is kind of what you start looking at. Do any of those guys end up going a little higher than predicted? Because they did say it's kind of a wild card at this point in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of dependent on who likes who. So
if you're looking at the big board right now, as far as, I mean, Portland's pick is now four picks away, or 5 if you include the 7th.
Yeah.
But the top 5 guys on the big board right now are Kamen Maluwa, the big man out of Duke.
Which you would think is one, he's not going to be there, but he wouldn't be a pick for you.
No. Jeremiah Fears out of Oklahoma.
He's an undersized point guard.
Yes, he is. And he's been a little bit of a lightning rod in this draft because people are really high on him because he's a really great basketball player. Yeah. But as you mentioned, undersized guy, so people are wary of how he translates to the big league. Number 3 on the big board right now is the kid who missed his championship, Noah Essanguet. Mm-hmm. We'll see. And then 4 is Kasparis Jakaciunas, and 5 is Igor Demon.
Yeah.
So, and then right behind that, Carter Bryant, who's another Blazers potential. So if one of those guys gets taken, maybe that affects what the Blazers do. But right now, we're probably not at that point at 7.
Yeah, and someone pointed out so far, no foreign players yet either. you know, the last handful of drafts have been very much foreign player dominated. And so far, we've got USA.
Yeah.
USA.
How
Although,
about that?
No,
America, well, yeah!
Edgecombe is
Bohemian. Oh, he's Bahamian, yeah.
Yeah, so there's... Mm-hmm. I guess that's not European, but...
No, but it would be international.
It would be international, but yeah. So.
All right, well, I think let's stick around. Let's get one more pick in here. Let's see if we get the seventh pick before we get to the club.
Yeah, it says the pick is in for New Orleans. We're just waiting for him to go to the podium.
I got a handful of things for you in the club tonight, including an article I saw that ChatGPT, unsurprisingly, may be melting our brains.
I have never once.
Shocker. When you stop thinking for yourself, your brain stops functioning.
Well, I'm admittedly old, and it takes me a while to catch on to the hip new technologies, but I've never ChatGPT'd.
I have a little bit. I don't have a subscription or anything. I've certainly used the AI function, which I think is Gemini that's attached to Google when you just search something and then they're comes up with the answer for you.
Yeah, I'll do that sometimes when you search and it gives you the AI answer, but I've never gone on my phone and
I have friends who do and it's fascinating that I think it'll soon be a tool that for certain things, just instead of Googling it, we will just AI it.
My buddy, when
we
were in Rome and we were liking museums, he would do the ChatGPT and take a photo and be why is this important?
Yeah.
With the seventh pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Jeremiah Fears from the University of Oklahoma.
Was that your dinner plate ice that you were talking about?
Yeah. So I guess that's an OU, I'm guessing?
It looks – so it's possible also that he wears the number zero, but it almost looks like a varsity font, letter O that could double as a zero. So maybe it's for Oklahoma and his number. I don't know.
Well, one, he looks thrilled. I'm not sure he wants to be. Yeah, he does wear the number zero.
Okay.
Because he was a Michigan State kid.
Mm-hmm.
But he wore number zero at Oklahoma. And dude, that thing is large and in charge.
Yep.
So
no doubt about who that
New Orleans
belongs
to. Goes from one undersized guard in CJ McCollum to another one in Jeremiah Fears.
Well, let's take a break here, see if we can get the next couple picks squeezed in here as we begin the club. But yeah, ChatGPT, a tool for all humanity or melting everyone's brains. That study coming up in the club next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.